News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Federal Reserve is deciding to keep interest rates stable for now. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
They haven't really changed the overall story, which is that of inflation moving down gradually on a sometimes bumpy road toward 2%. I don't think that story has changed.
Nevertheless, the central bank has hinted at three upcoming cuts sometime this year. These would mark the first decreases since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020 began an aggressive series of rate hikes. House Speaker Mike Johnson had a long discussion with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday. USA's John Schaefer with those details.
The Louisiana Republican reaffirmed unwavering support for Israel and expressed significant disagreement with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's recent critique of the Prime Minister.
We think it is not only foolhardy, it's dangerous for him to be trying to suggest how Israel should run its domestic affairs in the midst of their conflict. So you'll see the House Republicans continue to stand forward and reiterate our support for Israel at this very critical time.
According to the State Department, efforts are underway to evacuate Americans stranded in Haiti by helicopter. This development coincides with a surge in gang violence within Haiti. The State Department's reported nearly 1,000 Americans currently in the country. Helicopters are anticipated to conduct multiple trips from Port-au-Prince to the Dominican Republic for evacuations. A federal gambling probe has resulted in charges against a man linked to Major League Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani. The LA Times reports Ohtani's interpreter is the man charged in the case. He was fired Wednesday for allegedly stealing millions of dollars and placing bets through an illegal bookie who was already under investigation by the feds. Ohtani, who plays for the Los Angeles Dodgers, was with the team in South Korea when the news broke Wednesday. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the problem. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
House Republicans are persisting with their impeachment inquiry targeting President Biden. In a congressional hearing Wednesday, Kentucky Republican James Comer accused the president of leveraging his political power to enrich his family.
We have learned that Joe Biden has taken action after action to further his family's plans to get rich. He shows up to meetings. Gets on phone calls.
Republicans assert the president orchestrated an influence scheme and was implicated in his family's overseas business dealings. The House Oversight Committee listened to testimony Wednesday from two former business associates of Hunter Biden and Lev Parnas. German luxury and high-performance car maker Mercedes-Benz recalling more than 116,000 vehicles over a fire risk. According to a regulatory filing, the automaker cites loose electrical wiring underneath the passenger seat that can overheat, ramping up the risk for fire. Included in the recall are the Mercedes-Benz GLE, Maybach sedans, and AMG GLE vehicles. The carmaker says there have been no reported crashes or injuries caused by this issue. More viewers are turning on streaming services for entertainment, news, and sports these days. According to a new Nielsen report called The Gauge, February streamer viewership was at its highest in 6 months. It found that over a third of all TV viewership is on streaming platforms. That's compared to 27% on cable and 23% on broadcast. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.